We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey kids, here's your podcast for Thursday, October 6th, 2022. It's Thursday, so we're catching cheaters with a brand new War of the Roses. And today is Carson and Lana's 15th wedding anniversary. So we had her on the show to talk about their fancy dinner last night and Carson's black eye. All that plus the dirty on the 30, can't beat Kennedy, and your good vibe tribe. Enjoy.
Good morning. Are you awake? Or is this still part of that weird dream you were having?
This is a huge pickle.
Carson and Kennedy begins now.
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Time to wake up now.
It's time to wake up now.
Wake up!
Sorry, that's how I wake up.
Truth is, I've never been very good at
waking up.
You know why? You never had a very good coach.
I'm your coach.
Today is National Coaches Day.
A good coach encourages.
We need more coaches.
A good coach disciplines and criticizes.
Happy National Coaches Day.
Okay, coaches ready?
Take your position. It's showtime.
Two years ago today, Eddie Van Halen passed away.
Wow.
Feels like it was just like a few months ago, doesn't it?
No, it feels like it was 100 years ago.
Oh, does it? Really?
Yeah.
And nothing gets me down. I get it tough. I seem the toughest around.
Did you ever catch this story of what he said caused his cancer? Do you remember that story?
Mm-mm.
So he had tongue cancer. And he was a lifetime smoker.
Uh-huh.
But he said it wasn't from smoking. It was from holding metal picks in his mouth.
Oh, right, 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 right. Yeah.
Can't you see me standing here? I got my back against the wrecking machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. Can't you see what I mean?
I always thought David Lee Roth was very cool.
Totally.
At this stage.
We used to have a ski club when I was in middle school, I guess.
Yeah.
And we went to this place called Villa Olivia. And it was basically an old landfill that they decided to make into a ski mountain. And I say mountain in the
It's more like
general,
a Bradford ski bump.
Kind of, yeah. So like one side was smooth, one side had moguls.
Right.
And the boys would always go down the mogul side. And whenever this song came on, they would try to time their jumps. Because there was always music playing.
Oh, right. Like, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I could just see Jim Hayes jumping.
Got my back against the wrecking machine.
He would do all those kicks in the videos. I was like,
yes,
that guy is agile.
Wild.
Yeah.
Can't you see what I mean?
And they always had the really cool slow motion in their videos.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was
pants and suspenders and things.
Yeah. I was a big Van Halen guy.
Sure.
Big Van Halen guy. All my cousins who were cooler than me, they all liked the early Van Halen stuff. You know, always know those people that they like before.
And then they hate him because they were selling.
Right. Like, oh, you don't listen to Diver Down, bro? Are you
they
even
sold
a
sold out. Yeah. How dare they? Because, like, none of us would take money to do our art.
I know.
You're right. You're all right.
If you don't have Diver Down on vinyl, bro, you're not even a fan.
Like,
all right. Ease up, Carl. Anyway, let's see. What do we got here? Thursday, October 6, 2022. Like I had to look at the date. It's my anniversary. What's the date again? It's my 15th wedding anniversary.
Yay.
How about that?
That's awesome.
How about that?
Awesome.
Speaking of that, we're going to have my wife on the show. I took her out for a little surprise anniversary dinner last night. I asked her a really dumb question at dinner. was like, can you name like the top three worst moments of our relationship?
Oh, why would you even do that?
I was just kind of curious.
Just to see how far you've come.
Yeah.
How you battled through the problems.
You know, it was interesting.
You're still here.
What was interesting was all three of them were from before we were married. They were all when we were dating.
Oh, yeah.
And they all involved nightclubs and getting a little bit out of control.
Yeah,
that's pretty much.
I feel like I was probably there.
You were there for all
of them. And talking her down in the bathroom.
Yeah. One of them you weren't there for. It was at home.
All right. Well,
so anyway,
I'm just, you guys, I think.
It's pretty wild, right?
Are an amazing couple.
Thank you.
Incredible parents.
Thank you.
You give me faith and love.
Yeah.
You really do.
It's something. It is wild.
You take the time. You talk to one another. Like, it's admirable.
I was thinking, too, because Lana is 42 now.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be 42 this year. So, and I met Lana when she was 22. So I've now been with Lana half of her life. That poor woman. That poor woman.
I've been with you longer.
Yeah.
Who's the one?
Yeah, I know. The both of you. The both of you are so lucky. So we'll have Lana on the show coming up at 7:15.
Oh,
we have
so
a brand
excited.
New Roses for you coming up at 6:15 and 8:15. We have more tickets to give away for our big holiday show. If you missed the announcement, our Deck the Hall Ball is coming to the MGM Music Hall at Fenway Saturday, December 10th. It features One Republic, Andy Grammer, the band Camino, and a special solo acoustic performance from Dermot Kennedy. The pre-sale is today. What time does that start? 10 o'clock, I think?
I think it's at 10. Let me look up. I'll look up all the details.
Yeah. LiveNation.com. Pre-sale today with the code GIFT. And then regular tickets go on sale tomorrow on LiveNation.com. Final game for the Red Sox happened last night. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about X final broadcast. And get into the Good Vibe Tribe here in 10 minutes on Mix 104.1. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are also streaming on the Odyssey app. Game number 162 last night at Fenway. The Red Sox win it 6-3.
The pitch home. Swinging a fly ball run. Center field. On comes Kike coming hard. He's there. He makes the catch and the season is over. The Boston Red Sox beat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-3 to sweep the final series. The Red Sox finished the season with 78 wins and 84 defeats. They're going home. Tampa Bay at 86 and 76. Going to the wild card playoff in Cleveland starting on Friday. Season series 12-7. Tampa Bay. The Red Sox wind up 43 and 38 at home, but they do finish on a high note as 2022 baseball regular season is over.
And also, it was the last game for Dennis Eckersley, Kennedy.
Mm.
You know, he's been calling the Red Sox now. You know, I'm not sure how many seasons, to be honest with you. I think maybe 17 seasons. Don't hold me to that. And they had asked him if he wanted to throw out the first pitch. And I guess they kind of went back and forth about it. And he's like, that's the way he is. He doesn't like the fanfare of it all, Dennis Eckersley.
Sure.
He just like wants.
He just wanted to be able to do his job and then
he
say
he just
thank
wanted
you.
To do his job and then leave at the end of it. And here he was getting a little emotional.
You know, I just thank you, Boston. Thank you, New York, for having me, you know, forever in my heart. And I'll be back. But this is a special, special day, and I will never, ever forget it. Thank you, Red Sox. Thank you very much. And Nesson and all the gang. Have a good one. I will.
50 years in baseball, Kennedy, and one of my favorite moments off the field, I don't know if you remember this last year, I think it was the wild card game, and they brought Jerry Remy out in a golf cart to throw out the first pitch, and Eck was the one that caught it, and that was the last time we saw Remy at Fenway Park. So best of luck to him. Enjoy the retirement.
And 100%, go enjoy being a grandfather. Isn't that what he wanted to do?
Yeah, just spend more time with
good
family.
For you.
All right,
good
let's get
you.
To the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And as always, if you've got a story you think we could feature in the Good Vibe Tribe, somebody you know in your community doing something awesome, drop us a text here in the studio at 617 931-1234. So a 20-year-old in Oregon named Iverson Poff was adopted and always wanted to track down his family someday. But instead, they tracked him down. His brother found him on Instagram, got in touch, and within 24 hours, Iverson was already on a flight to Utah to meet his mom, brother, and two sisters.
So cool.
A 107-year-old veteran in Colorado named Harold Nelson just got a Silver Star. It is one of the highest honors for valor. He was shot three times during World War II, got hit in the chest with shrapnel at one point, and even went back to keep fighting after his appendix had been removed.
Wow.
Firefighters in England helped a cow that got its head wedged between two pieces of metal on a big pylon. They tweeted a photo and joked that it made a slight miscalculation.
No.
But it was last seen moving off to rejoin its herd.
Stop it.
Three more Hurricane Ian rescue stories are in the news. A rescue mission dubbed Operation Noah's Ark evacuated 275 parrots from a bird sanctuary on Pine Island near Fort Myers. A guy helped out a squirrel caught in floodwaters by letting it crawl up its leg and then gave it some nuts. And cops rescued an American flag floating in a swollen river near Daytona Beach. It is National Noodle Day, Kennedy. Did you know that we've been making and eating noodles for at least 4,000 years?
Sure.
And in 2005, we found a pile of noodles in an overturned bowl in China buried under 10 feet of dirt. So they were first to make noodles, not the Italians.
Hmm.
Italy has a proud noodle tradition of its own, though. So someone polled 1,000 people in Italy to find out the top things you might be doing wrong with pasta, according to the Italians.
Go ahead.
Garlic bread with pasta is a no-no.
Oh, be quiet.
Putting pasta on your plate, then sauce on top of it. You put the sauce down before you put the pasta. I'd never heard that before.
I do it.
Rinsing pasta after you cook it. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. Having pasta as a side dish, 72% say no. It is always the main dish.
Macaroni and cheese is a side, people.
Putting pasta in cold water, then boiling it, that is unacceptable. Cutting pasta with a knife, you never, ever, ever do that, according to the Italians. And number one on their list, please, for the love of all that is holy, do not put ketchup on your pasta.
Is that a thing?
That is apparently a thing. One in six Americans apparently put ketchup on their pasta.
Look, it, whatever makes you happy.
What do you have in the Good Vibe Tribe Audio Canada?
So yesterday they announced there's going to be a documentary about the making of Michael Jackson's Thriller album. So I found this demo of Michael Jackson doing Beat It, and it's all a cappella. He couldn't play any instruments, and he didn't write music.
Right.
But he would just sing it so he could give it to the arrangers or the musicians so they could figure it out. So what you're about to hear is all Michael Jackson.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Reminds me of those a cappella videos you see kids put together now on YouTube where they stitch together themselves, and Michael Jackson was doing it 40 years ago, 50 years ago.
That's how you put down music.
That
you don't
wild.
Give it to the musicians. Amazing.
Thank you, Kennedy.
Yeah.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
It's Carson and
So we have Emily, who is in for War of the Roses this morning. Hello, Emily.
Hey, good morning.
So what's going on with your husband, Keith?
All right. I feel kind of silly, but I have a situation, and it is sort of about my husband's shopping habits. We obviously share an Amazon account, which is, you know, obviously normal. But here's the thing. He's been ordering what looks to be like a bunch of gifts, right? Things that I would actually really like. Clothing, women's clothing, and some jewelry, and even some books. There's actually this one book that I've been saying I really want, but he hasn't given them to me. Like, I haven't gotten any of these things yet. And I guess it's possible that he could be like maybe stockpiling for the holidays or something like that. Not really his style. So I don't know. I need to know what's going on, and thought this might be a way to get to the bottom of it.
They are not smart sometimes, are they? They're just not smart.
There's no husband that is shopping for holiday gifts in October. Not in the history of mankind has a guy shopped for Christmas gifts for his wife.
Maybe is. Maybe
in
is.
October.
Let's see.
I mean, I'm sorry. Emily, you understand how this works. We're going to keep you on the line. We're going to call Keith. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for a cell phone company and then offer up the dozen long-stemmed red roses. We just ask you that while all of this is happening, be very quiet, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Shelley?
I am ready.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Keith?
Who's calling?
Hi, Keith. My name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
Good, and you?
Good. Thanks for asking. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department. And we wanted to thank you for being such a loyal customer by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today, free of charge. How does that sound?
I'm confused. What do you mean? Like, do I have to buy something? Or
No, not at all. It's just something we're doing for customers like you who have been with us for a long time. It's free.
Okay. That's awesome. What do I do?
Okay, we'll just start with a card. So just let me know who you'd like to send them to.
Oh, wow. That's it? Okay. Can you please send them to Kayla?
Sure. And what would you like the card to say to Kayla?
Hope you like the book.
Are you like in a book club or something?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Then what could you say?
I'm sorry. What's going on?
You guess you could say that? What the could you say then, huh?
What? I'm so confused right now. I thought.
Oh, you don't recognize my voice?
Hang on a second, Emily. Now you're going to be really confused. Hey, Keith.
Who's that?
My name is Carson. That's my co-host, Kennedy. Thing we're doing on the radio right now, it's called War of the Roses. And you just decided to send flowers to Kayla. Emily, your wife, is on the phone. And obviously you've been sending other stuff to Kayla as well.
I need you to tell me right now. Are you seeing someone else?
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Talking about? All the Amazon, the books, this book. What book are you talking about?
I just sent a coworker a book that she needed for a promotion. That's it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You're a real bookworm. This makes all the sense. You know what? I can see everything you bought on Amazon, you stupid and now I know exactly where it's all. I know exactly where it's all.
Wait. Hold on. You mean you can see everything that I've ordered?
That is your takeaway from all this? You're worried about the fact that I can see what you've ordered? Oh, my God. You are so busted. I don't even know what to do right now. I'm so mad.
Emily, I'm so confused right now. Like are we're on the radio? Like, what is this?
Yes,
And yes.
You are on the radio. Your wife was on the radio. She appears to have hung up.
I had no an idea that she could see everything that I ordered. Jesus. Holy shit. I gotta go.
Again, that's the takeaway. That we can see what's in his cart.
Kayla's in his cart.
Yikes. Wow. That was awkward. Relive today's War of the Roses and find your favorite by texting ROSES to 20357. Look for a new ROSES next Thursday at 6:15 and 8:15. She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. The husband of cinematographer Helena Hutchins has settled his wrongful death lawsuit against the producers of the movie Rust, including Alec Baldwin. No word on how much Matthew Hutchins is getting, and we probably never will know. But under the terms of the deal, Rust will resume production in January, and Matthew will be an executive producer. Matthew issued a statement saying, "I have no interest in engaging in recriminations or attribution of blame to the producers or to Mr. Baldwin. As part of that settlement, our case will be dismissed. The filming of Rust, which I now
executive produce. We'll resume with all the original principal players on board in January of 2023. He went on to say, all of us believe Helena's death was a terrible accident. I'm grateful that the producers and the entertainment community have come together to pay tribute to her final work. Alec, for his part, says throughout this difficult process, everyone has maintained the specific desire to do what is best for Helena's son. We are grateful to everyone who contributed to the resolution of this tragic and painful situation. Now, a criminal investigation into her death is still happening in Santa Fe.
Right.
Just recently as this month, the late last month, the Santa Fe County DA asked for more money to get more people to be part of this investigation. So it's still very active and ongoing, and people could be prosecuted to include Alec Baldwin if that continues. Welp, Adam Levine caught the Saturday Night Live send-up of his DM debacles, and apparently he is not pleased. Sources who say they know say Adam was in Vegas this past weekend performing with Maroon 5, so he did not see the skit live. But he watched a minute of it online before stopping. He said he feels the same way about this that he does about the other memes and jokes that have been going around. He doesn't think it's funny, and he thinks it's disrespectful. In case you missed it, here's a little clip.
Now, let's meet our first contestant, Adam Levine. Now, we all know why you're here, Adam.
I was bad.
Yes, you were, Adam.
Yeah, so if you didn't see the sketch, go find it. It's on YouTube. And Miles Teller is hosting a game show. And the idea is you have to respond to a girl in the DM, but you have to do it politely.
Say something normal.
And, of course, he couldn't.
No.
He said holy moly.
He said he thinks it's disrespectful to his wife. He is unimpressed. He just wants it all to blow over. I bet you do, buddy.
It is disrespectful to your wife. The part where you sent the DMs to a bunch of girls and were having an affair. Do you forget that part? It wasn't just the DMs. You were having an affair with another woman.
Allegedly, but yes.
And then we've seen the receipts. And then you wanted to name the baby you're having with your wife after the woman you were having an affair with. Holy moly, Adam. Yes.
Part of me is interested that no one's talking anymore. You know, Sumner's not talking. Right. No one's talking.
Well, what's
like, this
to say?
Happened and then it didn't.
Well, no, it's just
I don't know
what's supposed to happen.
It's I not don't
like,
know.
It's not like there's going to be a court case or anything.
I don't know.
Now we all know who Adam Levine is, and we move on with our lives. That's it.
Good enough. And there's a new movie coming out on Friday called Amsterdam, and it is like jam-packed with stars. Margot Robbie, Michael Shannon, Rami Malek, Anya Taylor-Joy, Chris Rock, Zoe Saldana, Robert De Niro, Mike Myers, Christian Bale, and Taylor Swift. We played a little teaser of it maybe in the middle of last month. And Christian Bale apparently got a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sing with Taylor Swift while making the movie, and I guess it didn't go very well. He told People magazine about filming the scene with Taylor, and they were supposed to sing. And the director was like, maybe not.
David did have a moment and he just said, please, hey, JD, Christian, shut up. And then Taylor just sang by herself and it was absolutely transcendent. A beautiful moment to get to stand next to someone with that incredible talent and to realize I'd just been ruining it for her all day long.
Can you imagine?
I always forget he has a British accent.
Oh, he's amazing.
I always forget about Christian Bale. There are so many people in this movie that the trailer just pretty much names all the people in the movie. I have no idea what the movie's about.
It's about, so I think Taylor Swift has a smaller part, but like her husband or something is murdered, and it's sort of like a wacky mystery something or other.
Okay.
Very David O. Russell-y.
Right. Okay.
Either way, it looks pretty awesome.
Like I said, I saw the trailer, and it's like, oh, this, pew, pew,
there's
pew,
a lot happening.
Pew, pew,
a lot
pew. I'm like, wait, is there a plot to the movie besides just a lot of celebrities?
A lot happening.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Justin from Walpole.
Hi, Justin.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad.
Justin works with lasers.
Lasers.
That is cool. Are they dangerous lasers?
Not really, as long as you have the lid closed.
Okay. All right, we'll keep the lid closed at work today, okay, Justin?
Absolutely.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Here we go. Five trivia questions. They're all pop culture, Justin. You just have to get more right than Kennedy to win. Kennedy has 4,656 wins, only 348 losses, and is now in that other studio. Are you ready?
Sure. Let's go.
Taylor Swift revealed another song title of her upcoming album, Midnights, on social media using her bingo ball cage. The bingo cage selected track 9, which is called Bejeweled. Which Jonas Brother did Taylor Swift date?
I'm going to go with Kevin.
Things have not been looking good for Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen's marriage after they reportedly hired divorce lawyers. Gisele was also spotted at the gym with her kids without her wedding ring. Which actress was Brady in a relationship with for three years before their breakup in 2006?
I know her first name. It's Bridget something. I'm not going to get it.
Okay, question number 3. According to a YouGov poll, Paul McCartney is the most loved member of the Beatles. This poll also said the band's three most popular songs are Yesterday, Here Comes the Sun, and Hey Jude. What is the name of their 1969 album in which they are crossing that road?
Man, I'm going to be punching myself later.
Yeah, my
family loves the Beatles. Yeah, I have no idea.
That's an iconic album cover. Question number 4. The producers of Rust, including Alec Baldwin, have settled a wrongful death lawsuit filed by Helena Hutchins' husband. Filming will resume in January. Criminal charges may still be filed. Who is Alec Baldwin's brother that is also Hailey Bieber's dad?
Man, it's a lot nervous when you're on the radio. I don't know that either.
And question number 5. Social media sensation Addison Rae is 22 years old today. Addison was the star of this 2021 gender-swapped remake of which 1999 movie?
Man, I guess I'm getting the melt today.
All right, let's
get, to get a melt, you know?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Hopefully you're better with lasers than you are with pop culture trivia.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. I'm going to give him a half a point.
All right, whatever.
I'm giving him one half of a point.
Okay.
I'll take it.
So yeah. 0.5.
0.5, five. Yes. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I am.
Taylor Swift revealed another song title of her upcoming album. It is called Bejeweled. Which Jonas Brother did Taylor Swift date?
Joe.
Joe Jonas is it. 1-0. Things not looking good with Tom Brady and Gisele. They have both reportedly hired divorce lawyers. Brady was in a relationship with an actress for 3 years before their breakup in 2006. Who is she?
Bridget Monahan.
Yes, he did get Bridget, so I gave him that.
That sounds right.
Question number 3. According to a YouGov poll, Paul McCartney is the most loved member of the Beatles. The poll also said the band's three most popular songs are Yesterday, Here Comes the Sun, and Hey Jude. What is the name of their 1969 album in which they are crossing the road?
Abbey Road.
Abbey Road is it, yes. 3-1/2. Question number 4. The producers of Rust, including Alec Baldwin, have settled a wrongful death lawsuit. Who is Alec Baldwin's brother that is also Hailey Bieber's dad?
Stephen Baldwin.
That is it. 4-1/2. And question number 5. Social media sensation Addison Rae is 22 years old today. Addison was the star of this 2021 gender-swapped remake of which 1999 movie?
I don't know.
Oh, She's All That. Remember?
Oh, I love She's All That. Yep. I didn't know that they redid it.
They did. They did with Addison Rae. 4-1/2 is the final score. Nice
well
job,
done.
Kennedy. Justin, unfortunately, you don't get the cash, but we do have a $100 gift card to City Winery Boston, Boston's premier venue, restaurant, and winery, live music, comedy, and wine events in an intimate venue with good food, a full bar, and great wine.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome very much. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Justin from Walpole, and I can absolutely not.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a mel?
If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today,
text CBK
K to 20357. Can't beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845. The Carson and Kennedy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Show is back.
So here we go
on Mix 104.1.
Peanut sitting on a railroad track. Its heart was all a flutter. Train came chugging down the track. Whoop!
Peanut butter.
There it is. That was the moment I fell in love.
Me too.
That was the moment I fell in love. So we're supposed to have my wife on with us.
This is the most amazing thing that probably could have happened, Carson. If it doesn't punctuate exactly what your relationship is all about,
here we
are.
Yep, here we are. We met in October of 2002. Mm-hmm. Lana was 22 years old. She had, now the hotline's ringing. Hang on.
Of course, I told you she would bounce in as soon as we started.
Hello?
Hi.
We're on the air, just FYI.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. My phone was on silent.
Oh, I was like, we were texting back and forth, and I'm like, and then she just ghosted me.
When you weren't answering the phone, I'm like, this is perfect. Don't worry about it. She'll call back and during the break. If nothing says what you guys are about, this is it.
Well, Lana, first of all, happy anniversary, babe. I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too. Happy anniversary.
15 years together. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But tell everybody the gift that you woke up to this morning.
Cisco puked in the bed.
Oh. Sounds perfect.
I was like, oh, he's snuggling me. Ooh, what's that smell?
There's no sound that will get you out of bed quicker than a dog getting ready to throw up. I'll wake up out of the deepest sleep of my life.
I mean, I literally didn't hear him throw up, but then I got up and... Right. Your side, though, so I'm not so worried about it.
Right. Well, how about last night? Did you get a present last night? I mean,
yeah, we went to dinner.
Aww.
We did.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was awesome. We went to Fratelli's. Yes, which is inside Encore.
So good.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, it was so good.
I'm so glad.
The food was spectacular. The service there is beyond. The manager, Jay, came over and said hello. They brought us out a little thing with some cannolis. They brought us out some dessert, like champagne. I don't even know what it was, Lana.
Moscato.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Lana, I would like to ask you a question because I was texting back and forth with Carson last night before you guys went to dinner, and he sent me a picture of himself with a giant black eye.
Oh, yes. I didn't even notice it.
She walked in and she got home from work and I was like, hey, what's up? And she's like, why are you looking at me weird? I'm like, you don't notice anything different? I mean, you're looking at it, Kennedy.
It's not like gigantic and purple, but buddy, I think by tomorrow it's going to be
there.
Choice.
Yeah, it's pretty close. It's pretty close.
Yeah,
I was just like, I texted it back. I'm like, Lana must be thrilled for your fancy dinner with that thing on your eye.
I did say halfway through dinner, wow, this is great. Like, you look like you got beat up. I mean, you're like 50-something years old. Here we are at our anniversary dinner with a black eye.
She said to me during dinner, she's like, do you want some concealer? I'm like, no.
I said the same thing, Lana.
I know. And then I'm like, why didn't I think about this before we left the house?
Can we put a filter on the picture? But it's just one more thing to remember.
Yes, exactly. As long as you don't break any arms or legs.
Right. I said to Lana last night.
We weren't at the ER, and that's a win for the Tager family.
I asked the most ridiculous question last night at dinner, and I said, I said to Lana, I was like, What are like the two or three worst moments from our relationship where you thought, oh my gosh, it is over? And it was so interesting to hear some of the things that she talked about. But one thing they all had in common, Kennedy, was that they were all before we got married. And I think that says a lot about kind of what we went through before we got married and how we kind of built, you know, this really strong foundation for here we are 15 years.
First of all, I can't believe that's the question you decided to ask her on your 50th
anniversary. That's what I was going to say.
But here's what I'll say.
Like, who asked that?
But here's what I will say. Is I was there for some of them, I would imagine. Because I've been with you guys from the beginning. But
but
I think that what, you know, the thing that screams out to me that I knew that this was, and I made fun of Lana for it, but the reason that I think that you guys were so, that it was so important for you to be together all the time is when I threw her bridal shower.
Mm-hmm.
And I took her all over Memphis and we were drinking and stuff. And she goes, we have to end up here because this is the bar Carson's at. I'm like, we're not going to go see Carson on your bachelorette night.
Right.
And she goes, yeah, we are.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we did. And that's where we ended up.
Right.
And here you guys are 15 years later. And I think you are a shining example of what it is to be incredible parents, partners.
Yeah.
And I'm serious. And you give me faith and love, and I got a big black heart. So it's been a joy to be a part of your journey and your family. And I just love you guys so much.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been, we were talking last night at dinner too, just about all the memories of, you know, being together for 20 years and all of the friends and the family along the way and the relationships that we've built and, you know, where we are. It's going back to where, you know, the first time we really hung out together was at the Peanut Festival in Dothan, Alabama, you know, and it's just like, it's a long way from there
but it's very special.
From the 508, Carson, how did you get the black guy? Oh, playing basketball. I caught an elbow.
You should see the other guy.
You're right. Anyway. Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. And happy anniversary. I love you.
Did you hear what I played for everybody this morning?
No.
Peanut sitting on a railroad track.
Oh,
your heart
my.
Was all a flutter. Train came chugging down the track.
Peanut butter.
You still have that?
I
that
do.
Is so
Lana,
horrifying.
That's an all-timer.
That is.
Oh, my God. How do you still have that? I mean, that was like day one.
I know. That's going back. That honestly, that clip is probably 20 years old.
Oh, my Lord. Lose it.
Yeah. No chance. No chance, my friend. No chance.
All right. Love you, babe.
Love you, too.
All right,
bye.
I learned some great advice recently, Kennedy.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'm the king of my castle. Lana allows me to be in charge. And the most important words I can always say at the end of every argument is, yes, babe, you're right.
Well, look at you now.
That is it. It's Carson Kennedy on Mix.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, Kanye West has spent the past couple of days on social media just getting mad at everybody, and Khloe Kardashian has had it. She spoke up, telling him to leave Kim and their family alone as he tries to defend himself for mistakes he's made. So this week was Paris Fashion Week, and he did a fashion show wearing shirts that said White Lives Matter, which rubbed many people the wrong way. Jaden Smith decided to walk out of the show, and he was very upset by that. And then he came at some other people, including a stylist who's been working with Vogue for a long time. Haley Baldwin stuck up for her. We told you this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided to go after Haley. He posted a picture on Instagram. You know that the Bella Hadid thing where they're spraying the dress on her?
Yes, I saw that.
And so he did that and then put White Lives Matter on it.
Oh.
I don't know exactly why he did that. Then he said he posted an article discussing Hailey Bieber's support for Kareifa Johnson, the woman I was telling you about yesterday, with the caption, "Wait, am I canceled again? Justin, please let me know."
Mm. Oh.
Then he just started a huge diatribe, like a full page, all caps,
mm-hmm.
talking about how
they had a secret birthday party for Chicago. You remember this narrative that happened, what, mm-hmm. a year ago.
Right.
And that she was kidnapped from him and they don't let her see him and what terrible people they are and all of this, which Chloe responded, "Yay, I love you. I don't want to do this on social media, but you keep bringing it here." She went on to ask him to stop carrying Kimberly down, using the family when you want to deflect. And she said, regarding the birthday narrative, "Enough already. We all know the truth. And in my opinion, everyone's tired of it. You know exactly where your children are at all times, and you wanted separate birthdays. I have seen all the texts to prove it. And when you changed your mind and wanted to attend, you came." So then he came back at her. It just, it's awful.
You can't argue with him.
It's ugly.
You can't get sucked into
it.
Don't
even bother.
Yeah, on mute.
Just a lot.
On mute. Just turn it off. Don't listen.
Post Malone got a new tattoo, you might say, but Kennedy, there's no room. Where did he put it? Huh. And I'm here to tell you, put it right on his forehead.
Oh.
It reads DDP, which reportedly are his daughter's initials. He still hasn't released her name, but that's what people are intimating, that it's his daughter's initials. But when I say it's big on his forehead, it's big on his forehead. Mm-hmm. It looks like it was applied backstage at his Indianapolis concert after the show was
Ouch.
Over. It's the same tattoo artist who did the always tired underneath his eyes.
Ouch.
I can't imagine how badly that must hurt. It's right against bone.
Why?
Because it's the only space that's left.
No, I'm sure there's other spaces.
I don't think so. Have you seen him?
But why? It hurts.
Because it's there forever? Because it's meaningful to him?
I get all of these things.
Some people like the pain, Carson.
I love a good tattoo.
Some people like the pain.
It's not. No. No.
Some people like it. Mm-hmm. All right, Carson, and this is the royal update you have been waiting for.
No.
His time has come. King Charles III's coronation ceremony is set to take place on June 3rd, 2023 at Westminster Abbey. Palace sources say they're hoping for the ceremony to take place on that specific day, but not yet set in stone. Mm-hmm. His ceremony will be small and more modest than previous ones. I mean, the previous one happened many, many years ago, so... although Charles ascended the throne 2 days after Queen Elizabeth passed, the June ceremony will mark the beginning of his reign as a monarch. Queen consort Camilla Parker Bowles will also be crowned alongside him. Charles, who will be 74 by the time the ceremony rolls around, will be the oldest person to be crowned king in British history.
Yeah, I'm surprised. You know, I read they can take up to 2 years before they plan it.
There's so much pomp and circumstance. But right. Which is, I think this one, though, they've been planning because they knew she wasn't going to live.
Yeah,
forever.
So I'd have knocked it out in like 90 days. Yeah. Why wait till June?
I don't know.
So, you know what I mean? Because he is so much older.
Mm-hmm.
Like you would hate for his health to start failing.
Oh, I think he'll be just fine. Per tradition, the incoming monarch will sit on the throne dubbed the coronation chair while holding the sovereign scepter and rod, which represents his constitutional control of the nation, and the sovereign's orb, which represents the Christian world. He'll be anointed with oil, blessed and consecrated by senior clergy. He will have the crown of St. Edward placed on his head officially.
What day of the week is that?
I don't know.
Oh. You said it was, what's the...
It's in June.
You don't have a date yet?
They think June 3rd.
June. I just feel like I'm gonna have a cold or something that day. I'm just looking to see what to... that's on a weekend. June 3rd is a Saturday.
I imagine that they would.
That would be awesome if they did
it
on a Saturday.
Well, then you should go.
Yeah. No, I just meant so I could like sit in front of the TV and watch it.
I think you should go to England.
I agree with you.
I think you should be there.
I think I should be covering this.
100%.
Get Sal on the phone. He's got millions. He could fly me over in his private jet.
Oh, yeah. No, that'll never happen. But I think maybe we could have a bake sale or something.
Kennedy special brownies.
Yep. I'll get you there in a minute.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy right now.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you
game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Ellen from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of... We're doing really good. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. You tie, you lose. Pretty simple stuff. And she is now over in that soundproof booth. Ellen, are you ready?
I am ready.
Question number one. This million-dollar baby actress just announced that she's pregnant with twins. Who is she?
Oh, I don't know the movie. I'm not sure.
Rapper. This rapper turned actor was known as the Fresh Prince. What is his real name?
Will Smith.
Louis Capaldi, 26 years old tomorrow. Two of his songs debuted in the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100. Can you name one of them?
Bruises.
Question number four. A Pitch Perfect spinoff series starring Adam Devine called Bumper in Berlin premieres on Peacock November 23rd. Which actress played Fat Amy in the Pitch Perfect movies?
I love her. Oh, Rebel Wilson. That's my son.
Question number five. Wolfgang Van Halen told fans to give up their hopes of ever seeing a tribute show for his late father, Eddie Van Halen. Today is also the two-year anniversary since Eddie Van Halen died of cancer. Who was Van Halen's lead singer? Hold on a second. Who was Van Halen's lead singer who was known as the Red Rocker from 1985 to 1996?
I'm not sure.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are you up to today, Ellen?
We are driving to school, and the last time I called you, my daughter was in the car, and this time I have my son.
All right. What's your son's
turns.
What's his name?
Alex.
How old is he?
He is almost 14, and he helped me with the rebel. The other one of the questions.
Nice job, Alec. Nice to Alex or Alec?
Alec.
Alec, nice job, buddy. Good work. Kennedy?
Yep.
Ellen got 2 out of 5. Is that right? Yeah.
All right. Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
I am.
This million-dollar actress or million-dollar baby actress just announced she's pregnant with twins. Who is she?
Hillary Swank.
1-0. Question number two. This rapper turned actor was known as the Fresh Prince. What is his real name?
Will Smith.
2-1. Question number three. Louis Capaldi, 26 years old tomorrow. Two of his songs debuted in the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100. Can you name one of them?
Yes.
Okay. Will you give it to me, please? Give it to me, baby.
Nope, it's not coming to me.
Someone You Love.
Exactly that.
Or Before You Go.
Sure, I meant that one as well.
2-1, question number four. A Pitch Perfect spinoff series starring Adam Devine called Bumper in Berlin premieres on Peacock November 23rd. Which actress played Fat Amy in the Pitch Perfect movies?
Rebel Wilson. Do we need that movie, I wonder?
3-2, the TV show?
Or TV show?
Yeah, it's a spinoff series. 3-2, question number five. Wolfgang Van Halen told fans to give up their hopes of ever seeing a tribute show for his late father, Eddie Van Halen. Today is the two-year anniversary since Eddie died of cancer. Who was Van Halen's lead singer, who was known as the Red Rocker from 1985 to 1996?
Sammy Hagar.
That is correct. He replaced David Lee Roth. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Ellen, no cash for you, but we do appreciate you playing this morning. And nice work by your son, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Hi, this is Ellen and Alex from Hudson, and we can't be...
You in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today? Or did you get a mel?
If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today,
text CBK to 20357.
Can't Beat Kennedy.
Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can.
Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Paul from Bedford.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, this is actually Vim's. I'm Paul's wife. He went inside to drop our daughter off.
A likely story. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, it's nice to meet you, Paul. I'm sorry. What was your first name again?
Vim.
Vim? V-I-M?
Yep.
All right, cool. Well, welcome. Your game.
Thank you.
Paul's loss.
All right, let's go.
Kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Vim.
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You get yourself $100. You tie, you lose. Kennedy has now gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jack Harlow is a guest on Fallon tonight. Jack was featured on the song Industry Baby. That is from which artist?
I have no idea.
Paul would have known.
I know.
In honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Jonathan Bennett documented himself getting a mammogram. Bennett plays the character Aaron Samuels in which 2004 movie?
Mean Girls.
Did Paul just get back in the car?
He did, but that's me.
Question. Hey, what's going on, Paul? Question number three.
How's she doing?
She's doing all right. Reese Witherspoon and Build-A-Bear are making a Goldilocks and the Three Bears movie. The movie will be a modern take on the classic tale that will have a powerful female protagonist. Which Apple TV series does Reese star in right now with Jennifer Aniston?
The Morning Show.
Ozzy Osbourne came out with a makeup collection with Rock and Roll Beauty. Some items available include a bat-shaped eyeshadow palette and a gothic handheld mirror. Which rock band was Ozzy the lead vocalist for?
Kiss.
Question number five. Lainey Wilson is being recognized as Breakout Artist of the Year at the CMT Artist of the Year ceremony. Lainey will be in season five of which Paramount Network series?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, Lainey Wilson is going to be in season five of which Paramount Network series?
Don't even have a guess.
Okay. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Paul, did you get the kid to school okay?
Oh, yeah. She's safe and sound.
Okay. All right.
What
All
is
right.
happening? I leave and it's Vim and now it's Paul around yeah, us together?
Vim is still here.
Oh,
Paul,
all right, good
Paul
enough.
Got back. I heard the door close. All right. I was just chatting with him, making sure the kid got into class.
Okay, school good okay.
All right. So Vim got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Jack Harlow is a guest on Fallon tonight. Jack was featured on the song Industry Baby with which artist?
Lil Nas X.
Paul, would you have known that one?
I cannot say that I would have.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the honesty. 1-0. In honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Jonathan Bennett documented himself getting a mammogram. Bennett plays the character Aaron Samuels in which 2004 movie?
Mean Girls.
2-1. Reese Witherspoon and Build-A-Bear are making a Goldilocks and the Three Bears movie. The movie will be a modern take on the classic tale that will have a powerful female protagonist. Which Apple TV series does Reese star in with Jennifer Aniston?
The Morning Show.
3-2. Ozzy Osbourne came out with a makeup collection with Rock and Roll Beauty.
He did?
Some items include a bat-shaped eyeshadow palette and a gothic handheld mirror. Which rock band was Ozzy the lead singer for?
Black Sabbath.
Are you getting on Amazon right now to buy it?
I just think it's funny that a man who allegedly bit the head off a bat is now selling makeup in a bat-shaped container. The world is a funny place.
4-2, question number 5. Sharon Osbourne works very hard.
she does.
Lainey Wilson is being recognized as Breakout Artist of the Year at the CMT Artist of the Year ceremony. Lainey will be in season 5 of which Paramount Network series?
Yellowstone.
She is going
I love her.
Yeah.
She is.
Yellowstone.
She is something else.
5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Vim, you didn't get it done. However, some really good news. You have won yourself a pair of tickets to Mix 104.1's Deck the Hall Ball, coming to the MGM Music Hall at Fenway Saturday, December 10th, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, the band Camino, and a special solo acoustic performance from Dermot Kennedy. Tickets on sale tomorrow at LiveNation.com at 10 a.m. Presale is actually this morning. We are now an hour and 9 minutes away from the presale, but you guys are going to be there for free. Okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
It is awesome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
It'll be a night out without the kids. Come on now.
My name is Vim.
And Paul.
And we can't beat Kennedy.
Nice.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today or did you get a Mel?
If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today,
text CBK to 20357.
Can't Beat Kennedy.
Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.